This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, Lenny Kravitz with Are You Going My Way? I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Melissa Idris and Tan Chung Han, who are going my way. In fact, we're taking you all the way up to 10 o'clock this morning with a range of interviews, news, and analysis. And remember, you can always be part of this conversation by tweeting us at BFM Radio, WhatsApping us at 018-789-8899.
Excellent.
Okay, excellent. I left you stunned in silence. Okay, now we turn our attention to China, where a company has come into sharp relief for its practices, labor practices were less than stellar. And this, of course, might not mean anything to anybody except that it manufactures products for Amazon.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So a watchdog group is now calling on Amazon to improve conditions for workers at its factory in central China. This factory specifically makes the Amazon Echo speakers and also Kindle e-readers. And when I think this report was released, it was released by China Labor Watch. It was released over the weekend. And I guess that raised a lot of questions about ethical consumerism, whether, you know, as consumers, we would think twice before buying products that are linked to reports of worker mistreatment.
Yeah, I guess that's down to the individual, eh? I guess looking at the popularity of, well, in this instance, the Amazon Echo and various other consumer electronics, you would think that ethical consumption of these goods are not quite at the level yet, right? Because you are several steps detached from what's actually happening at that factory. Mm. You know, you almost turn a blind eye. Like, the trade-off is that, well, you get the convenience from this particular gadget. I mean, I'm not saying it's right, but that's
okay.
The...
what if, you know, gadgets were labeled appropriately for whether they conformed or didn't conform to labor standards? So, for instance, you bought this beautiful kilim carpet.
What's a kilim?
Kilim is a kind of carpet, right?
A tapestry, okay.
Yeah, and it came with a label made by 10-year-olds laboring 12 hours a day without rest for much of their lives, leading to stunted growth. I mean, so if that was part of the label, would you buy it?
Sorry, the label was put on by the company selling these carpets?
I imagine it would be by the country that says, okay, you can sell those carpets and you can sell at any price and you can be competitive, but let's just be honest about the labeling, right? Mm. So whatever the labeling when it comes to how you wash the thing, but you know, including labor conditions.
Yeah, well, I think it'll have a limited effect, right? Because say, for example, if you look at the packaging on cigarettes right now, even with those gory images, do people actually stop smoking?
Oh.
No. If you look at, say, palm oil is a great example, right? You have what's called RSPO, Roundtable Sustainable Palm Oil. There are products that are certified RSPO. But guess what? People don't look at those labels. Only 20% of palm oil products are actually RSPO certified.
I am assuming that while I agree with you, Han, in many ways about people's ability to kind of block off information, you know, that they don't like. I looked at Melissa's reaction to my kind of fictional labeling of the carpet, and you know, nimble fingers made this.
Oh,
they were
no.
only 10. Now they're stunted.
Oh, sure.
You know, and look at that. She wouldn't buy it. I'm sure she wouldn't.
If it was labeled, and I knew for sure that this was, worker mistreatment or child labor, then I would refrain from buying it, no matter how much I wanted it, right? But for me, with this case, I have to say, I wonder whether it's because I'm not aware of certain mispractices at work within labor conditions, or whether I choose not to. So that's, I think, you know,
well,
on me.
I mean, it's not new, right? Think about, say, Foxconn. Okay, they actually have to install safety nets at some of their factories and dorms so that workers stop committing suicide.
Oh.
Oh, you didn't know that? Oh.
No, I didn't.
So like in 2010 alone, there were like 18 workers threw themselves off the top of those companies' buildings. This is Foxconn. So if you buy an iPhone, You know, is that an ethical dilemma for you? You know, so like they have this.
It is now, huh?
Yeah, I'm gonna change. I'm gonna swap out my iPhone.
There we
go. No, but you see, I think the question is whether, in many ways, people are saturated by these calls to be ethical, and therefore, at some point, they're saying to themselves, "It's not practical." So they'll give themselves all kinds of excuse for not being. Because if you look at it, everything is connected, right? And in some ways, you're complicit in all the wrongdoing in the world. So you're never truly ethical unless you live in a little small garden, you farm your own, you know, produce, and you are unconnected with the world.
I have to admit, I know when I saw this question about ethical consumerism, I kind of took a moment to think, have I ever made any, you know, retail decisions? I've stopped myself from making retail purchases because of ethical considerations. And I have to say, I can't think of an example. And whether that, you know, that is, I guess, a reflection of my consumerism.
But when you travel, do you go to free, fair trade shops? And do you buy at shops that say they work for communities?
No, but I do try to buy from smaller businesses, so you know, handy goods from villages.
Oh,
whatever.
I see you got a big heart there, no, Melissa.
I still buy an iPhone, which is apparently not good according to Han.
Okay, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tell us what you think about ethical consumerism. Taking us to the first bulletin of the morning, Steely Dan with Chain and Lightning. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.